Alaskans still don't have details on the Gasline agreement Governor Walker signed in China last week. Gasline Corporation head Keith Meyer said he expected to release the agreement documents this week, but a spokesperson for the corporation says he doesn't know when they will be made public. Rasha McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk says that leaves lawmakers and analysts to speculate on what exactly the deal could mean for the state.
Scott Shields is an oil and gas consultant from Houston-based Morgan Shields. He's been in the oil and gas industry for decades, and he's consulted for at least a dozen LNG companies. He says he's pretty familiar with Alaska's Gasline Corporation head Keith Meyer and the project itself. When I called, I caught him at his son's baseball game in Katy, Texas.
And cheaper. And that's exactly what China does. Baseball. Got hit.
When he wasn't dodging baseballs, Shields argues that projects like Alaska's are all about probability.
All development projects start low probability.
And for Alaska's mega project, there are big hurdles that will lower that probability, make it less likely to be built. A big one is cost. It's going to be hugely expensive to build. Right now, estimates are that it'll cost about $43 billion. But Shield says there are other things that raise the odds. For one, the state is on board. A state-led project can chase down some creative, possibly tax-exempt financing options. Shield says because the deal is with China and includes a potential investor, a customer, and a business partner, that also increases the project's chances. If China-owned corporations are going to invest in the project and buy gas, they might accept a higher price for the gas. The money could come out of one pocket and go right back into another.
It might be a little bit high, but I'm also the investor, and the investor gets the uptick from the price if it is too high.
After the state signed the agreement, Governor Bill Walker said it's different from past Gasline deals because it's high-level engagement with the global gas market. But this isn't the state's first brush with a Gasline. There have been projects in the works for decades. So to find out more about what this deal is or what it could be, I called former Republican lawmaker Mike Hawker. Before he left the legislature in 2016, he had been in the thick of oil and gas legislation for 14 years. He's watched a lot of Gasline proposals come alive and fizzle out. He helped create the state's Gasline Corporation. And the first thing he tells me, stop calling this a deal.
A deal is a deal when there is the funding in place to move forward to the next stage of the project development, really getting into the nitty-gritty of laying out the plans for the project.
And right now, he's not convinced that the new agreement is anything to get excited about.
We don't have any facts. All we have is an allegation made by members of the executive branch, members of AGDC, that they have some kind of agreement to agree upon something in the future. I would suggest that that's pretty indicative that there is no serious progress on this project.
When there is serious progress, Hawker says Alaskans will know because the international business and finance communities will be all over it, fighting to be part of a massive economic venture. And there is another potential snag that could lower the probability of the project moving forward, and that is Alaska's legislature. The state's got a multi-billion-dollar hole in its budget, and they're looking for places to cut. And they have continued to grill the Gasline Corporation about how and where and why it's spending millions of dollars to get the Gasline built. But after the announcement in Beijing, Anchorage Republican Natasha von Imhoff says she applauds Walker and Corporation President Keith Meyer for the agreement. She says the international attention is great, but Senator von Imhoff says it's a small step.
And so now we've just upped the probability a little bit because we have interest, but we're still, you know, pretty low, and it just takes time to continue marching forward.
But even with the better odds, it still might not be enough to convince lawmakers to funnel more money into the Gasline project.
Do you think you're more inclined to consider putting more money into the project next session?
No, still too early.
It may be early. But Meyer says there are some deadlines for the new pipeline partnership. The state wants a final investment decision by early 2019 so it can get shovels in the ground and bring the pipeline online by 2025. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.